It's time for the game plan, talking Black Bear football. And brought to you, as always, by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. We welcome in Maine football broadcaster, my partner, Bob Lucy. Hello there, Robert.
How are you doing this afternoon, Rick?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. How's your week been?
It's been fantastic. Beautiful day today, and enjoyed my week very much.
Well, we're ready for a little home football game and a big one for the Black Bears. Last week, certainly a tough one for Maine. We talked about it with Jordan Stevens on Monday, and it was, a chance for a team to be reminded that, especially on the road, you can't let teams hang around.
No, you can't, Rich. And as we've said, week after week, any team in this league can beat any other team on any given day. And we saw that in the Stony Brook game in the second half. And you look at some of the numbers, you know, in the first half, their true freshman quarterback, Charlie McKee, was 5 of 7 for 57 yards and no touchdowns, and he was sacked twice. In the second half, he was 13 of 14 for 192 yards and 3 touchdowns, and he was, you know, just really sharp in command of the offense. He got some good play from his receivers, but it was like night and day. He completed 92% of his passes in the second half.
Yeah, we were very impressed with him. A lot of poise for a young quarterback.
Yeah, I thought he had a lot of poise too, Rich. He was able to kind of check down and try to go to the right receiver if receivers were covered. He tried to move around in the pocket a little bit and made some throws on the run. So I think he's got a bright future. And I think, you know, again, that second half was the difference. And he did a really good job. And they made some timely stops with their defense.
As for Maine, offensively, Joe Fagnato put up some big numbers, both passing, and he was the team's leading rusher. But what Maine never did was establish the ground game from their running backs.
No, they didn't, Rich. When you look at some of the numbers, Elijah Barnwell only had 8 rushes for 42 yards. Freddie Brock, 4 rushes for 11 yards. And so they never really got that ground game going. And when you look at Maine this year, in the 2 wins they've had, Rich, they've done a really nice job balancing their offense with the run. And they've averaged 40 rushes for 205 yards and 2.5 rushing touchdowns over those 2 wins. On the flip side, in the 5 losses, Maine's only had 27.8 rushes for 89.8 yards and 0.4 rushing touchdowns per game. So a big difference when they're not able to get that ground game going and then balance that with the throwing.
And on defense last week, after racking up 6 turnovers in the previous 2 games, none last week, and the D never really got a lot of pressure on Charlie McKee.
No, they didn't, Rich. I thought that they might blitz him a little bit more, coming off the edge, coming up the middle, maybe bringing a defensive back into the stunt. But they weren't able, like I said, to get a lot of pressure on him. In the second half, there were no sacks on him at all. He was sacked twice in the first half. And, you know, against this Richmond team this week, Maine is really going to have to put some pressure on that pocket because they're doing some things that nobody else in the country is doing. They've completed an average of 30.4 passes per game, best in the country. They are completing 77% of their passes, best in the country, and they're converting 48.1% of their third downs, the best in the CAA.
We're talking with Bob Lucy, the game plan here on Downtown. Well, let's talk about this Richmond Spiders team and start with that offense, and they certainly benefited from a couple of offseason acquisitions, bringing in a couple of VMI transfers, the quarterback you talked about in Reese Udinski, and a pretty good wide receiver as well, and they have combined to put some crazy numbers on the board.
Well, they really have, Rich. Reese Udinski, as I mentioned, first in the country in completion percentage, first in the country in completions per game. Over his career, at the FCS level, he's thrown for 9,879 yards, and he ranks second among all current quarterbacks in the FCS in those total passing yards over his career. Jacob Harris, over his career, he's a receiver that came from VMI. He's caught 256 passes for 3,360 yards and 27 touchdowns. He ranks first among active FCS receivers in receptions with that 256, and is second in receiving yards among active FCS receivers with 3,360 yards. So both of those guys have made a huge difference. I also found this week that Richmond hired the offensive coordinator at VMI. He'd been at VMI for 2 years in that role, and they brought him on as their new offensive coordinator. So, again, they're very familiar with the offensive coordinator's offense coming in, and they've been able to balance that, Richmond has, with some other really good receivers. Josiah Williams is ranked second in FCS football, and he leads the CAA, averaging 8.1 receptions per game. So he's another playmaker, and they throw a lot to their running back. One running back's got 20 receptions, the other's got 19. So this is the complete package on offense, Rich. When you look at this offense, they're averaging 31 points per game. They've got balanced rushing and passing. They're averaging about 152 rushing yards per game, almost 280 passing yards per game. So they've got about 431 yards of total offense, and they don't turn the ball over. Only two interceptions and two fumbles on the season. So four total turnovers this year. And they're fantastic, as I mentioned, on third down. They're converting 48% of their third downs, and they're controlling clock. They're averaging 33 minutes in time of possession per game. So so far, they've been very good offensively and defensively as well.
So what does Maine do? What can they do defensively to try and contain the Spiders?
Well, I think what they're going to have to do, Rich, obviously, as we've talked about a lot this year, they've got to do a really good job defending the run and trying to make them one-dimensional. And if they can make them one-dimensional, I think they're going to have to dial up some blitzes with their linebackers and coming off the edge with defensive backs and really make Udinski uncomfortable in the pocket. Get him off his spot. I don't think he, at least numbers-wise, looks like a guy that likes to run a lot. On the season, only 25 yards rushing. He's got a couple of rushing touchdowns. But his forte, I think, is passing. And he's experienced, and he's got a really good arm and an accurate arm. At 6'4", 220 pounds, he can put the ball right out there on the money. And so Maine's got to ruffle his feathers a little bit. They've got to get into his frill. They've got to get some pressure on that pocket. And I think that would be most easy to do if he's in predictable passing situations on third down.
Offensively, the Black Bears will look again to try and establish that run. Elijah Barnwell averaging 4.4 yards per carry, as is Freddie Brock, but just have not been used a lot. The two of them have only combined so far this season, by my count, for about 112 carries through seven games.
Yeah, right now I've got Freddie Brock is averaging 6.3 rushes for 27.6 yards per game, and he's got two rushing touchdowns this year. Elijah Barnwell, 9.7 rushes for 42.9 yards per game. He's got three total rushing touchdowns. And then Joe Fagnano, 7.7 rushes for 23.9 yards per game and one rushing touchdown. So I think Maine does need to establish that ground game. They're better when they are getting about 40 carries per game and about 175 to 200-plus yards rushing. And I think that really needs to be a formula, because if they establish that and they can move the chains in that way, that will set them up for their play-action passes. It'll also allow them to control some clock against a prolific offense that you want to minimize their scoring opportunities.
And we saw this last week, and we knew it, but good to be reminded of what a talent Sean Bowman is. He's among the best tight ends in the conference, and he had his best game of the season last week and was especially tough over the middle and broke a couple of big ones for the Bears.
Yeah, I think he's just playing great football. He had 6 receptions for a career high 130 yards and 1 touchdown against Stony Brook. And he's done it all year, Rich. 29 receptions for 356 yards, 4 touchdowns. He's averaging 12.3 yards per catch. And he's a great blocker at the point of attack. He uses that size and strength to move people off the ball at 6'5", 255 pounds. So he's a real playmaker, and he plays with that, you know, will to win and that desire. You really just love his leadership.
Couple of things that we've said more than one time this season, but continue to be important for the Black Bears' success. They've got to get off to a good start.
Yeah, they do have to get off to a good start, Rich. And I think when they get off to a good start, they put themselves in position, to get a win. You don't want to fall behind by a couple of scores against a team like this that's rolling up a lot of points and playing good defense. And if you walk back 10 games, Maine's only scored 34 points in the first quarter, so about 3.4 points per game in the first quarter. So they need to get off to a good start, and they also need to finish because, as we know, the fourth quarter is key. When you look at these CAA games, many of them are decided by 10 points or less. So you've got to be able to start strong and finish well if you're going to be able to win these games.
Now, there's a long way to go, and again, the Black Bears would have to display some consistency that we've yet to see, but it's pretty crazy to say this with a team that's 2-5 overall. But the league is so tightly packed right now that Maine could still win at least a share of the CAA title if they could win out somehow.
Yeah, you're right, Rich. I took a look at it again this afternoon. There are 8 teams that are 2-2 or better in the league right now, led by New Hampshire at 5-0, and then you've got Delaware, William & Mary, Rhode Island, Richmond that are 3-1 in the conference, Elon's 3-2, Villanova's 2-2, and Maine's 2-2. And all these teams, as you know, are playing each other over the next few weeks. So it'll be very interesting to see how it all plays out. New Hampshire does have a bye this week. They're the only undefeated team in the league, but then these are the 3 games they've got remaining. Coming off the bye week, they're at Richmond, then they're hosting Rhode Island, and then they've got to come to Maine. So, again, those aren't easy games, and I don't think any of these games are for these teams down the stretch.
Crazy year in the CAA. We'll see what happens tomorrow. It's a 1 o'clock start. Going to be a beautiful day for football, again, at Alphonse Stadium, Morris Field, as the Black Bears take on the Richmond Spiders. Part, thank you, as always, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.
That sounds good, Rich. Looking forward to it.
Bob Lucy, voice of Black Bear football with the Black Bear Report. The game plan brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services, helping you take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work. The experienced team at Creative works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. That's Creative Print Services, Dowd Road, Bangor. Proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.